Be'ez Hashem Mizbeach, we begin Perek Chamisha, the fifth chapter in the Rambam's Hilchos Klei HaMikdash, the laws of the vessels of the Mikdash, and those who do the service over there, which is the part that we're up to, in the Tzeif HaVoida, which continue on the theme of the previous Perakim, the Levim were separated from the Jewish people, Kahanim from the Levim, and then from there is higher than that, as we mentioned in the previous Perek, that of the Kohen Gadol. As Rambam describes, he's called the Gadol, where he has to be greater than all the other Kahanim. Kohen Gadol, the high priest, Sochshi Gadol Mekol Echa B'Kahanim, he has to be greater than all his fellow Kahanim, B'Noi, in beauty, B'Koyach, in strength, B'Oishir, in wealth, B'Chachma, in wisdom, of B'Maran, in appearance. And that is Ainli Mama, let's say he doesn't have money. So Kol HaKahanim, Nesim Le'Mishalem, so all they come up to give him from their own funds, Kol Echa L'Fayashir, each one according to the money that he has, Asher Yashir Yesim Asher B'Kom, until he's wealthier than the wealthiest of all the Kahanim. Now, halacha beis ve'inechad mekalei l'ma'aka, but neither one of these attributes that we mentioned before are integral. Alakaz l'mitzah, it's all for a mitzah. Avon nisraba mekamakam, but let's say he was made to be the Kohen Gadol in whatever situation it is, nisraba, then he's made to be the greater to be the Kohen Gadol. Now, as we said regarding the Kahanim, there's a certain obligations of kavod, of honor that we have towards the Kohen Gadol. Halacha gimel, v'chayiv Kohen Gadol l'ne kavod ba'atzmai. And the Kohen Gadol, he's obligated to act in a respectful and honorable way for himself. And that is, b'leyokal ba'atzma, he shouldn't act lighted in a light way in shara'am with the rest of the populace. B'leyir oisa arim, they shouldn't see him in a state of undress, l'bebeis ha'merchas, not in the bathhouse, l'bebeis ha'kisa, not in the lavatory, b'leyokim mishpatapa, not when he's getting his hair cut. Shemak says, b'yikar, b'koin ha'golam e'achav, the coin that's greater than his fellow brothers. Malam shenoigim ha'gedul yisera, teaches, besides that we do for kahanim, we treat him in a greater way. Now, let's say he wants others to bathe with him, let's say to assist him, then he has that option. He shouldn't go into a party, not a public meal, even if it's a mitzvah meal. But he goes if he wants to a house of mourning, to pay a shibakol. But when he goes, he doesn't go amongst the masses of all the other kanim. Rather, the kanim surround him. They apportion him honor. And the skan, the deputy kohen gadol, he's in the middle between him and the rest of the people. And you have the skan, the deputy, and the prior kohen gadol that was anointed, that was already taken away from that post, that amemina on the right side of the kohen gadol. You have the head of the beis av, of the family, va'avelim, and the mourners, v'cholam, and all the other people, am esmoilai, meaning the family of the Beis Av is the family that's doing the avodah that day in the Beis Hamikdash. You have the mourners, v'cholam, esmoilai, and all the other people on the left side. Va'amalim, he says to the mourners, to nechumo, you should be comforted. And they honor the Kohen Gadol according to their ability. Now, look, hey, meis loy meis, let's say the Kohen Gadol, he has a relative that passed away. So in the Yitzachar, he doesn't follow after the coffin. Then the Yitzim Pesach Beisoy, or even the Mikdash, doesn't leave from the opening of his house or from the Beis Hamikdash. V'chol ha'om boim l'nachem l'beisoy, all the people that come to his house to comfort him. V'oim b'shur, he stands by the row. The second miminoy, where the people are lining up to be menachem him, he has the skan on the right side. V'rish beisav v'chol ha'om esmoyli, he has the head of the Beis Av of the family of the Kanim of that day, and all the people on the left side. V'oim they tell him, anu kaparascha, where your atonement? V'oim he says to him, tiz baruch hu men hashamayim, you should be blessed from heaven. When they feed him, the mourner is forbidden to eat from his own food on the first day of mourning, and others give him the food. So when they're giving him this meal, all the people that are sitting on the ground, he's sitting and reclining on the bench. And he doesn't tear his garment for the relative that passed away like other kahanim. Like it says in the pasuk, God will leave from, he's not supposed to tear his garments. Then karmati tears like he gets lashes. But he could tear the garment on the bottom towards his legs. And he never has long hair ever. Shanem, like it says in the pasuk, he shouldn't have his hair grow long. And that's Rafilah Be'eshulei Kohen HaMikdash, even though they tell him he's not going into the Beis HaMikdash. Because in contrast to a Kohen Hedjit, he's not allowed to have his hair long when he's going to the Avodah. But the Kohen Gadol is never allowed to have it, even when he's not going in. Rather, he cuts his hair every single Friday from Erev Shabbos to Erev Shabbos, because that's when the new Kohanim start the next day on Shabbos, and they should be like fresh for them. Now, he doesn't cut his hair with a razor, rather with a scissor. He cuts the tip of one hair by the root of the other one. Until it appears, as if it sprouted as one long hair. Somebody says, the pasuk in Yechezkel, their head they shouldn't shave, but a pharaoh leishalecha, neither should they let it grow long. Rather, they should trim it in the way that we just described. Halacha Zayin, Uvayisile Mucham Hamikdash. There's a special chamber, a special house that's prepared for the Kohen Gadol in the Beis Hamikdash. Well, look at this, it's called Lishkas Kohen Gadol, the chamber of the Kohen Gadol. And for Tefarto, Chvoidein, the glory and the honor of the Kohen Gadol is, She Yeshe Bamikdash Kolim, that it should sit in the Beis Hamikdash all day, like it says in Minamikdash Layetze. And he should only leave to go to his house at nighttime, or an hour or two in the daytime. And he doesn't leave from there. Halacha Ches Rambam tells us certain specifics regarding the deference that we have and where the Kohen Gadol is similar. Kohen Gadol, the high priest, done, he judges. But done in Isa, we judge him. Midna Lop, we testify on him. And but ve'in dun nisa din nefashis, but we don't judge him in capital punishment. El bevez nagol b'vad, only in the high court, only there. Shemekah says in the pasuk in Shemayis, called davar hagadol yivia lecha, all the great things they're going to bring to you to the great Sanhedrin by the Beis Hamikdash. Meaning a great thing is capital punishment of a great person like the Kohen Gadol. Halacha tes hayidei edus. Let's say the Kohen Gadol knew testimony for someone in the chayv lahori, he's not obligated to testify. Vafilu bevez nagol, even in the great court. Because it's not honored for the Kohen Gadol that he has to have to go and testify. Now, let's say he knew testimony for the king of the Jewish people. Then he goes to the high court. That's an honorable type of a situation, and then he'll testify for the king. Now, Halacha Yud, Kvar Be'anu B'Sefer Kedusha, already explained in Sefer Kedusha, in Perek Zayin Tzimchus Esur Be'Halacha Aleph, Shu Asa B'Amano, which there talks about the laws of prohibited cohabitations. Shu Asa B'Amano, that the Kohen Gadol is forbidden to marry a widow, and he's commanded to marry a virgin. He doesn't marry two wives. If he did marry two, he wouldn't be able to do that vayda on Yom Kippur, because the pasuk says in the singular, and not if he has two batim, not if he has two wives. Until he divorces one of them, and he could do chalitza if his brother died without any children. Let's say he died without any children, his brother could do chalitza to his wife. He could also do yibum, the brother could go ahead and do yibum to the Kohen Gadol's wife, if the Kohen Gadol died without any children. If he divorced his wife, his wife is permitted to marry any other people of the Jewish people. At a time when the high priest would go into the sanctuary, to the Beis HaMikdash, to bow down, there would be three people to hold on to him. One on his right, one on his left. One would hold on to the precious gems that were on the ephod from the behind, meaning from his back. The konus lehechel v'shtachav, he would go into the hechel and he would bow down. Now, once the scout, the deputy Kohen Gadol, would hear Kol Raglav Shal Kohen Gadol Shoyetze, the voice of the sound of the feet of the Kohen Gadol that he was leaving, he lifted up the curtain, meaning the curtain that was the entryway to the Hechel, and Ba'acha Shoyetze, then after the Kohen Gadol would leave, then you come to Echav HaKan V'shtachav V'yetze, then the other Khan would enter and bow down and leave. But they weren't there at the same time as the Kohen Gadol. Lichud Beis, the Ram continues regarding that what the Kohen Gadol has options whenever he pleases. At any point in time when the Kohen Gadol wants to burn the incense, Makter, he can burn it. He can take the first portion by all the Kachem in the Beis HaMikdash. How so? Kishirtzin he wants to. The Kohen Gadol says, this Chattis is mine. I mean, he's going to do that Vaida. This is my Ashim. Doesn't do that Vaida with the lottery, like all the other Kanim. Anytime he wants to sacrifice something, he can sacrifice whatever he wants to. But regarding the kachim that are out of the Beis HaMikdash, Trumas, Maises, all that he's Kishark on that, he's like all of the other Kanim. At the time when the Kohen Gadol wants to sacrifice something, he would go up on the ramp. He had his deputy on the right side. Once he reached halfway up to the ramp, then the scan would hold on to him on the right side and he would help him up to the top. Then the Kohen, Shahu Meilech Esrei Sha'ila, that he was transporting the head of the Ayla, he would stretch out the limbs in his hand, he would give it to the Kohen Gadol, the Kohen Gadol would lean on them, and then the Kohen Gadol would throw it to the fire. And so too, that's how all the Kohen that were transporting the limbs would stretch it out to the Kohen Gadol. And the way they would do it actually would be that each number one gave the limb that was holding to the first Kohen that came there. And that first Kohen gives it to the Kohen Gadol. And the Kohen Gadol leans on it and he throws it into the fire. Well, let's say the Kohen Gadol only just wants to lean on it, and that some other Kohen should throw it to the fire. Oh, so he could do that too. Venchim smicha levarm, and this whole idea of leaning on the limbs was elukan gol b'vad. It was only for the high priest, b'mikvayde, as a sign of honor. Avakol smichas, but all the other types of leanings we have in the Beis Hamikdash were al bali chayim him, were only on living animals. Halachat Zvav tells us how this starts regarding becoming a kohen and a kohen gadol. So kishayigdul hakohen v'yase ish. When a kohen becomes an adult and he becomes a man, harei kashal avodah, then he's fit to do the avodah. But his fellow kohen, lohim nichan is loved by mikdash, they wouldn't let him do the avodah in the Beis Hamikdash. Achi ben esrim shana, until he was at least 20 years old. Ve'ein nichnas la'azar la'avodah tchila, and he wouldn't be able to come into the courtyard to do his initial avodah. El b'shosh levim oim shira, only at a time when levim are singing the shira. Now look at the zayin in a kohen oim tchila, and even when he's coming to finally inaugurate and do his initial avodah, so to the kohen gadol, so to the high priest, in oim tchila doesn't do his initial service. Actually, yeah, they're serious eifah mishalem until he brings a tenth of an eifah of flour from his own. But even beyond that, and he does the avodah with his own hands. Shnem, like says the pasuk in the Yikra, is that carbon the Aron avanav. This is the carbon, the sacrifice of Aron, the sons of Shekibul Hashem, that they should bring for Hashem. Beyemi mashachaisa, on the day that is anointed, which is this mincha. Now, v'mavid koyim shiyav asirus eifah. Let's say he did the avodah before this asirus eifah, and so to bechin koyin gadol. Shavid bekuna gedayla. If he did it in the capacity of koyin gadol, koyim shiyav asirus eifah before he brought the asirus eifah. Still, avodasik shera is still going to be a valid avodah. Let's say you have a kohen that never did even do the avodah even as a regular kohen, and they're appointing him to be the kohen gadol. So harizi mevi asir se'efa. So he brings this tenth of a efa of flour, and he does the avodah by himself. But chila initially, kesher chinuch kol kohen hadid, the way you inaugurate every regular kohen. Then ma'achkach makav asir se'efa shniya. Then again, then he brings another asir se'efa a second time, shechinuch kol gadol, which that we said inaugurates him to now be the high priest. And then, on the same day, he goes and he brings a third Asir Se'efa, which that's the flower offering of the Machavas, that Shemakav B'chayim, that the Kohen Gadol brings every single day, which now he's a Kohen Gadol. Kamayish is brought like it's going to be explained in Perek Gimel from Michal Tamid Masaf and Alacha Yitches and onwards, where Umaisa Shlosh and Shabu, where they're all three of these Menachas are the same. They're what's called Revucha, because they're scalded in hot water, and these three Asiris Eifa are that he has to bring because he's becoming Kohen Hedrik, Kohen Gadol, and now that he's Kohen Gadol, he has to bring his Menchas Machavas, which he brings every single day.